There are many ways of interpreting dreams, many, many. But I would like to teach you the psychoanalytic way of interpreting dreams because it's very orderly and it's very clear-cut. It's very short, concise, and clear. So you begin by recording your dream, writing it down, and making it as precise and clear as possible. So I dreamt that I went out into a field, and in the field there lay the body of a woman, and out of her body grew flowers. So once you've written your dream, you look at all the nouns in the dream, which are a noun is a person, a place, or a thing. And so there is a field in the dream, that's a noun, it's a place. There is a woman, that's a person. And there are flowers, and there is her body. Those are all nouns. Then the next step is that you make a list of those nouns. And starting with the first one, the field, you make a personal association to the field, meaning you say what images, ideas, feelings, or thoughts. What images, ideas, feelings, or thoughts come to me when I think of a field. And then you write down what your association is. We call that an association. Feelings, thoughts, ideas, images. You write them down. So when I think of a field, oh, I think of childhood. I think of the fields all surrounding where I grew up. Fields where people grew things that they depended on for their livelihood and for the sustenance of their family. So if that were my dream, that's what I would write down as my association. Then you take the next item, the woman. What do I associate to a woman in general? Well, obviously the woman in this dream was very magical. She was not just an ordinary woman. And then I associate, oh, well, to that kind of woman I associate someone who is extraordinary, someone who is not of the usual human being type. And then you go to the next one, which is the body of the woman. What do I associate to the body of a woman? What do you associate? My association is curvaceous, beautiful, soft, yielding. So I write those associations down. Then the last one, which is flowers arising from the body. What do I associate to flowers? Think about flowers for a moment. Think about what images, ideas, thoughts, or feelings rise up in you as you think about the idea of flowers. Well, flowers to me are extremely healing. There have been many times in my life when a flower, the sight of it, the smell of it, the touch of it, has heartened me. So I would write that down as my association. So now that you've gone through your associations to all the nouns in the dream, now you go back and read your dream aloud. Except this time, when you get to the nouns, instead of saying the noun, you say your association. You just say, I walked out into the place of my childhood, which is a place where there is much being grown both for livelihood of one's own, as well as to maintain and nurture the family. In that place, there is a beautiful body of yieldingness, of warmth and curvaceousness, and out of it grows memory of times when I have been touched deeply. And taking the essence of the dream, as we talked about before, just where in my life is there a field wherein lies a huge nurturance source that has the ability to blossom forth with uplifting memories. Where is that either in my life now, or where is that needed in my life now in order to balance something else that's gone awry in my own life? So this would be the way that we proceed with the analysis of a dream, taking the essence and saying, where is this happening in my life right now? Or where ought this to be happening in my life right now? And then taking the symbols in the dreams, usually nouns, sometimes adjectives like the red umbrella or the blue car. Sometimes colors and other kinds of adjectives have significance for the person, making associations to them, writing them down, and then reading the dream back with the associations in place. And this is how we move through the dream. Remember, a dream is a letter from home. It gives us information about ourselves that is not readily apparent to us when we're awake or we're in the state of the ego alone. It's an extrasensory kind of information and intelligence that comes to us when we're asleep.